Of a hog?
Yeah.
No.
Like the crackers?
Oh, well, no, crackers. Some people do, but we never did.
They made?
They, not in the bread.
They made crackling bread, or?
No, they wouldn't do that either.
Okay. Now, in old times, did you ever see anybody cook cornbread in the fire?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
How would they cook it?
They'd cook it in a great big iron pot. Did you ever see any of those?
No, they had three legs on them, didn't they?
Yeah, right.
They called them a...
That was, we still got some of them.
You do?
Yeah. But I don't know now, we might not, because my daughter that lives in Abbeville, she comes here and she steals a lot of that old stuff and takes it to her house, and she'll get on it with sandpaper and brighten it all up, and then maybe paint it. She's took a number of things here.
Mm-hmm.
That we didn't know what had become of it, go to our house and we'd find it.
Okay. Well, now something else that you might make out of cornmeal, would you ever take it and wrap cornmeal in cheesecloth and dump it in the greens when you were cooking?
Yes.
What would that
I've seen them do that. I don't remember.
Cornmeal dumpling?
In French, they'd call it a beignet.
A beignet?
Yeah. But in English, I don't know the name for it.
They dump cornmeal in what?
In hot grease.
Oh.
And make in other words, it would be about like this thing here.
Cornmeal?
Yeah.
Oh, a beignet.
Yeah.
Or was that wheat flour?
That would be done with both, either cornmeal or flour.
Okay. Did you ever eat anything in the morning made out of cornmeal that you might put syrup on?
No,
flitters?
No, we used to,
flitters? You ever eat flitters? Never had them.
Yeah.
You know what couscous?
And we ate, we used to make, I guess you would call them batter cakes. We used to call them flapjacks.
Uh-huh.
A big round thing in a skillet. I used to make them myself.
Yeah.
Put them in there and put just a little grease so it wouldn't stick. And get it hot, and I used to throw them up and then turn them, let them fall to the opposite side. And we'd eat them while they were hot. They'd cover your whole plate. We'd take syrup and pour all over them. And eat that.
You know what a couscous is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what couscous is. I'd heard of it. That's why. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay, a beignet. Did you ever eat galette? Do you know what that is?
A what?
Okay, galette is something that folks eat. That's a kind of a fried bread that folks eat over in...
No.
But the things with holes in them, you call them... They drop them in grease. They're made out of flour. They got a hole.
Donuts.
Yeah, but you call them croque-signor.
Croque-signor, right, in French.
Croque-signor. Okay. Now, the two parts of the egg are
The white and the yolk.
Yeah, okay. The yolk. And did you ever cook eggs by letting them crack and fall out of their shells into the water? Would you ever cook them that way?
In the water? No. We always put them in hot grease when we break them like that.
Yeah.
Right.
In other words, now you can't eat too much food in your too much in your fat in your food, or you say your food will taste.
On what?
When you put too much fat in your food, it begins to taste kind of you say.
Yeah, you could. It is not good to use too much fat.
Because your food begins to taste.
Yeah.
How you say? Greasy or greasy?
Greasy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people taste of it say, oh, you got that too greasy.
What about meat that you would put in with your greens when you cook greens?
Well, there you'd use fat meat, mostly. You mean in mustard greens, huh?
That's any type greens.
That's what you're talking about. Well, I know any type green, but...